Chapter 2. Negotiating Brexit. Labour accepts the referendum result, and a Labour government will put the national interest first. We will prioritise jobs and living standards, build a close new relationship with the EU, protect workers' rights and environmental standards, provide certainty to EU nationals, and give a meaningful role to Parliament throughout negotiations. We will scrap the Conservatives' Brexit white paper and replace it with fresh negotiating priorities, emphasising the benefits of the single market and the customs union. We will guarantee existing rights for all EU nationals living here and secure reciprocal rights for UK citizens living in the EU. Labour recognises that leaving the EU with no deal is the worst possible deal for Britain and will reject it as a viable option. We will drop the Conservatives' Great Repeal Bill, replacing it with an EU Rights and Protections Bill to ensure no detrimental change to workers' rights, equality law, consumer rights, or environmental protections. We will introduce a presumption of devolution, where powers transferred from the EU will go straight to the relevant region or nation. We will ensure there is no immediate drop in EU structural funding. Labour will ensure there is no return to a hard border with the Republic of Ireland, and that there is no change in Gibraltar's status. We will guarantee Parliament has a meaningful vote on the final deal. Immigration. Labour offers fair rules and reasonable management of migration. In trade negotiations, our priorities favour growth, jobs and prosperity. We make no apologies for putting these aims before bogus immigration targets. Freedom of movement will end after Brexit, but Labour will not scapegoat migrants. We will end the indefinite detentions and distinguish between migrant labour and family attachment. We will replace income thresholds with a prohibition on recourse to public funds. We will take decisive actions to end the exploitation of migrant labour that undercuts workers' paying conditions. For areas where immigration has placed a strain on public services, we will reinstate the Migrant Impact Fund. Refugees are not migrants. They have been forced from their homes by war, famine, or other disasters. We will uphold the proud British tradition of doing what is right and taking our fair share. International trade. Labour is pro-trade and pro-investment. The UK's future prosperity depends on minimising tariff and non-tariff barriers that prevent us from exporting and creating the jobs and economic growth we need. We will ensure that trade agreements cannot undermine human rights and labour standards, and that UK export finance support is not available to companies engaged in bribery or corruption. We will work with other WTO members to end the dumping of state-subsidised goods, such as steel, on our markets. Labour will champion the interests of SMEs, ensuring all new trade agreements include a commitment to support their needs. We will create a network of regional trade and investment champions to promote export and investment interests.